It's 10 o'clock a mountain time, and that means it's time for Tom and Shane. Tom in Bozeman, Montana. Shane in Kamloops, Canada, making this one of the only, if not the only, international podcast. I don't know, Shane. You know, I'm another international podcast where two guys talk in different countries.
Not that I know of or that know so much and share it with everybody. Have, you know, well, we have all the conversations everyone says they should have, but you and I are the only ones doing it.
Well, that's true. Well, yesterday, Vladimir Zelensky paid a visit to Congress begging for money. And we wanted to talk about that a little bit today because I think there's a misnomer. I think a lot of people are looking at Ukraine like our American Revolution or the World War II or something, where, you know, the Russians invaded. Oh my God, these poor democratic people, they're free and wonderful and great and everything. And of course, Zelensky does jail priests and he does jail, you know, anyone who disagrees with him. He silenced all the media that disagree with him. And, you know, this guy's an ass. He's an ass.
Incredibly. Couldn't agree with you more. I mean, the last head of state that was at war that spoke before a joint session of Congress with Winston Churchill. And he was there to thank the United States and FDR for the Lend-Lease program, which we've talked about. That's where the U.S. lent and leased to Britain anything they wanted, and with the idea they'd pay him back, which they did. They paid back everything they, you know, lent or leased from the U.S., including the first slot of delivery, 25 destroyers. So.
Yeah,
this guy is, you know, he's nearing $100 billion since the war started in 2012. It's not a year. It's, you know, we're into 10 years going into 11. And we were talking before the show that, you know, this all being done under the guise of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Department of Defense. There's no act of Congress. The Democrats haven't passed any approval for this. This is solely on the top of the military in the U.S. And they basically, their Stinger and Javelin missiles are all gone now. Now they're talking about Patriot missiles, which require American soldiers to operate, which means you have boots on the ground. I mean, this is all warmongering. Mm-hmm. And it's a sad thing to be talking about 3 days before Christmas, but boy, this could get really dangerous really fast. Because you're dealing with three fascist governments, Putin in Russia, Zelensky in Ukraine, and of course Xi in China. These are all fascist governments. The governments control everything, all the businesses, the banking, they control everything.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, that's the, and well, we're just going to pass this omnibus bill, of course, Shane, that you know is going up. That's that's almost $1 trillion. Maybe over $1 trillion. Some of that money is allocated for Ukraine. And so I don't know why we're propping this guy up as ruthless and as bad as he is. I mean, do we support the least corrupt of our two enemies?
Well,
what's
amazing is the rise of Zelensky. You know, he Ukrainian born. He's young, grew up and educated, spoke Russian. So he grew up, you know, being educated as a Russian. Yeah. He started a production company that resulted in TV and movies, and then he started his own show on TV. He's a comic.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing about it was, is that, you know, it's he got lucky with the fact that he was so popular because of the show that he did it, you know, and everyone made these, you know, these comparisons to him and Trump, his company, because his show was called The Servant of the People, which of course ended up being, you know, the name of, you know, of his party. But, you know, the Ukraine is 42 million people, and people have a nice life there. You know, per capita income is $4,800 under the guise of where they are at. major mm-hmm. food provider of the world. And oddly enough, you know, the golden age of Ukraine was 1,000 years ago when the first king of England sat on the throne. They had the largest and most powerful country in the world for, you mm-hmm. know, 200 years. And sort of, you know, it's sort of gone down since then. You know, it just mm-hmm. Conquered number of times by other countries in 1,000 years and ending up in the Soviet orbit, you know, during the Cold War. And then it got its independence, and for Russia to leave it alone, which they signed a treaty, yeah. they gave up their nuclear weapons to Russia. Now, obviously a wrong thing to do. But at the end of the day, you know, we're looking at a situation where these people are just, they're just warmongers.
They are, no question.
That's what their history's been.
That's why I say, I don't know why we're propping up this tin dictator who is as ruthless as Putin is to his own people.
Oh, 100%. I mean, did, you know, what, 30 days, 40 to 45 days ago, where he attacked the church, the Orthodox Christian church, you know?
He's jailing priests and pastors around the country. Eugene thinks his place in jail for life should be there. Tommy says re-elect Trump. That's probably the answer.
And the reason he's doing it is because the Orthodox Christian Church of Ukraine came out of Russia mm-hmm. to Ukraine.
Yeah.
You know, 1,000 years ago, it didn't come from Rome. It came from Russia. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's that Greek Orthodox Church that, you know, everybody is in mm-hmm. Eastern Europe has sort of participated in. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's always been a breach between Rome and the Greek Orthodox mm-hmm. Church. And now he wants to arrest priests, you know, that same thing about Russia. Like,
Well, and also, too, you know, I mean, Putin, by his own rights, a little ruthless. He's bombing, you know, hospitals and churches and apartment buildings and, you know, schools, whatever he can hit. And also, he's going after all the major utilities so he can freeze them out. They got no running water. They got no electricity. You know, and it's getting cold there. It's cold here in the U.S. Right now and in Canada as well, where you are. Yeah, it's going to be a tough winter, and we're just getting into it. We're about halfway in. Well, 21st yesterday was the first day of winter, so we're ready to rock and roll here till March. So,
and it's basically you know, turned into trench warfare like World War I again. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. The Ukrainians are pressing on that, you know, they're trying to drive the Russians out, and it seemed to be succeeding.
Yeah.
The amazing thing is the Russians have had huge losses. They've lost 2 or 3 tank divisions in total. Mm-hmm. They've lost over 20,000 men, which they're denying. Of course, there's obviously special forces of some kind of Americans, whether it's CIA or military, on the ground that know. Yeah. And, so all these things come to bear in a terrible situation. 100 years ago, again, you know, you had Japan trying to invade China. You know, they took over Mongolia, and mm-hmm. You had Hitler walking into the lower lands of Eastern Europe without anybody saying anything. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, you know, it just, something happened along the way. You know, the mm-hmm. Japanese decided to attack the U.S., and bam, you know, it's like China thinking they're going to do something by attacking Taiwan. I mean, that could be the trigger, you know. Like in the market, we talk about a black swan.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm looking for like a, I'm looking for a black vulture to land somewhere with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the other thing, you know, Putin went into Crimea, went into Georgia, no problems. So,
that's right.
You know, and watching Afghanistan throw down everything, I think that empowered him more than anything else. Us getting out of Afghanistan and the Afghan people not standing up to the Taliban, I think was a green flag to Putin to, hey, you know, what's the difference between the Afghans and the Ukrainians? Well, Ukrainians are Russian. That's the difference, I guess. You know, and they're not going to lay back and watch this happen. But, you know, at the same time, you know, for Congress to embrace this guy is what an insult to the rest of the world that you know, this, I'm not going to compare him to the, you know, Mao or Hitler or anybody in the past, but he's sure no choir boy, Shane. He's not a nice guy.
Well, you're absolutely right. And it triggers all these questions because we know the most of us know the entire story about Biden as vice president under Obama land. And his son and him involvement with Ukrainians and you know, we're all well aware of Viktor Shokin that, you know, on tape, you know, Biden has, you better fire this guy or you won't get your $1 billion in blankets and food. And I'm leaving in 6 hours. Oh, you know, they did it. And so, but then Trump, you know, calls, Zelensky in July of 2019 to congratulate him on being elected. And they talk about several things and then it ends up being a reason to impeach Trump for a quid pro quo so deal that he's saying that, I want you to investigate Viktor Shokin and Burisma, but that wasn't even in the phone call, it turns out. And so it's such a contradiction with all the money that the Biden family, and I say Biden family, because of, you know, his son in the Ukraine, Romania, gosh knows, we know where else. I mean, you can throw up any kind of Abrazan country, you know, that his son went to, or China or Russia to get money, and nothing. I mean, it's crickets until this guy shows up in a sweatshirt in front of the U.S. Congress to, you know, ask for more. Yeah. And, you know, that the American people are in favor of this and it's good for the American people. And we should all not concern ourselves with asking the American people. But yeah, there you go.
There you are. So Bruce says the FDR oil embargo on the Japs didn't start the war. So
yeah, it did. Absolutely, it did.
And yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that was one of the causes or one of the reasons Japan jumped on Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, well, that's why Hitler invaded Poland, was to get to the coal.
It's oil and coal.
It always is. Yeah, that's why he went into North Africa. But Poland was important because of the coal was wet, meaning it had oil as well. And, you know, it was the Germans that learned to gasify coal. And he needed it for his economy. And that, you know, oil has always been an instrument of war.
You know, no question. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
well, that's why being independent is so important to us, Biden's just given it away and, depleting the oil reserves, for one thing. And, but I don't know, Shane, this is to the point where, you know, with the folks here that are, Congress giving this guy standing ovations. I don't know, Shane, I was embarrassed for America. I really was. Embarrassed for us.
And I'll go back historical because the attack on Pearl Harbor by the Japanese wasn't meant to be an attack on the U.S. It was meant to prevent the U.S. fleet in the Pacific from stopping the Japanese invasion of the Southern Pacific. You know, they went all the way in the next 3 months down to where else? Indonesia, that had huge oil supplies because they have no production of oil whatsoever. And they were getting 80% of their oil from the United States and the rest from the Dutch, from Indonesia. So people have to look back at the strategies of why things occurred, not just that they did.
And right. Yeah.
You know, that's lost in history. If they had even just sent a small band of 50 or 100,000 troops to Hawaii that day, you know, they would have taken over the islands, and they didn't because that wasn't their intent. But we know what the result was. I mean, in less than 4 years, it was all in by the U.S. I mean, what they accomplished in 4 years was incredible.
Well, Tommy says suppressing social media got Biden elected, and we're finding that out more and more. That's a little off topic of what we're talking about with Zelensky, but it's certainly true. And, you know, it ties into Zelensky shutting down any dissenting voices for him anywhere in the Ukraine. So,
or in the U.S.
Yeah, or in the U.S. as well, I guess.
Yeah, now you're tagged. If you say anything against Zelensky and supporting the Ukraine, you're anti-American. You're anti-war. Mm-hmm. You know, you're anti-freedom. You're anti, you know, independence. And it's not that the Ukrainians don't have a beef. I mean, they've been invaded, but Europe's not doing anything. I mean, they've made all kinds of commitments in the last 2 years and not fulfilled one.
Well, I'm wondering if one of the reasons, you know, obviously there are a lot of other countries besides us sending aid, but most of it's humanitarian aid. I think they're sending, you know, they're sending medicine, they're sending food and whatever. And but I'm wondering if NATO is saying, you know, we can't get into this because, you know, we've got this NATO agreement, attack on one is an attack on all. And if we go to you know, if we militarily go to help these guys out in Ukraine, does that dilute NATO somewhat? That, you know, we'll come to anyone's aid. We don't need NATO at all.
Yeah.
Attack on one country is attack on any country, you know? So, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, and you have two concerns that in the next year, they're going to be important. Erdogan in Turkey is up for election next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a member of NATO and borders Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have this Iranian situation. The Russians have depleted their military so badly, they're now using drones that the Iranians have built. The video, if you've looked at it, is amazing because they're American model drones from, you know, ones they've shot down.
Captured, they've captured. Gotten.
So now they're built, and reverse engineer them. Now they're building them, and that's what the Russians are using. So now you've got another nuclear or potential nuclear power that could find itself involved in this situation. Won't bother the Israelis. You know, they'll take care of Iran in a minute because for their own survival. But this has all the picture, all the guys, all the look. Yeah, the entire story historically and everything else of World War. Mm-hmm. So, let's all pray this Christmas that somehow some leader of peace rises, because Biden's not one. Biden's not a leader of peace.
No, he's not a wartime consigliere, that's for sure.
Very good word. Yeah. That's a great comparison.
I don't know. Bruce was wondering, didn't Hitler speak at the UN in 38? Time magazine called him the man of the year.
That's right.
And I don't know if they called Zelensky man of the year or not.
Yep, Time did this year.
I think they did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say that reminds me that I think they did. So, shows you where
their
we
timing
are.
Their timing couldn't be any better.
Yeah, I know. It shows where we are, doesn't it? So,
well, in a bad way, with the market and everything in the economies of all these countries. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but today Google was trading at $85. That's its original IPO price.
Way back when,
$85. So.
Yeah.
This is not a good situation, and people have to be that in the case of where they're at right now, you have to look at what's going on globally to be aware of what's going on in your country, particularly with the economy. That's why I've tried to explain to people that the biggest concern you have is all, you know, one of the big reasons for the collapse of the earnings per share crash of 2021, which foreign investors dumped all their American stocks, and they continue to. So this is a very difficult, difficult time. I mean, in every way, inflation, the economy, you know, by driving your kids to school, being able to buy something. That's just here. And
It'll be interesting to see, you know, one of the things we're going to talk about in the future podcast, with the shutdown of the government. And again, we're kind of going astray here, just giving a little preview of some upcoming podcasts, but
sure.
It'll be interesting to see the Christmas numbers. And the other thing, when the government started passing out all these checks to everybody, credit card debt went down. Now it's back up more than it was before.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see what the credit card situation is after the holidays, as to how much deeper in debt are Americans going to go. Gas has come down somewhat. It's less than $3 here in Montana, where I am. And I know it's expensive where you are in Canada.
Oh yeah. I
do. So yeah.
Well, I truly expect that, even though we're seeing a downward economy, the price of gas and natural gas, or price of oil and natural gas, will go up. You have this issue that's the same in Europe, and the cost of natural gas and oil, in the Ukraine. Now, the problem in the Ukraine, of course, is their infrastructure is being destroyed, and that's causing all kinds of issues with the shortage of natural gas and oil and gasoline and food. Yeah. So, you know, you're basically talking about an Eastern country that's a breadbasket for that part of the world. And so all these things, everything we've mentioned now for 20 minutes, it doesn't bode well for a golden future, to say the least.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. Bruce is wondering, what is NATO doing? What is Germany doing? What's the 101st Airborne doing in Poland? Well, we're there just in case, I guess. We're in a lot of countries just in case. You know, we're on both sides of Iran.
Quietly.
Just in case.
Yeah, quietly. Yeah. We're
quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're not, but, you know, you are. You always have been. I mean, that's one of the terrible things about your agencies, your security agencies. They've been everywhere. They're in everywhere, and yet they never call the card. I mean, you look back over the last 7 years of just the CIA, and they didn't call the Cold War. They didn't call the collapse of the Soviet Union. They didn't call the collapse of Iran. I mean, they changed the government in 70 countries. I think 7 or 8 years ago, we went through that. That was great. 72 countries.
I know.
The U.S. CIA is responsible for changing governments. So a lot of these things that Americans are led to believe are good and work, they don't.
Yeah, no, that's the problem. We're going to pass almost $1 trillion omnibus bill, and that's half of what we spend to service the debt, our national debt.
And the terrible thing about this omnibus bill is it's not a continuing resolution. The difference being, this is a legislative budget that the Democrats or the Republicans can't change until next September, halfway through the 2 years before the next election. So if it was a continuing resolution with a date or non-date, when the Republicans take over on the 3rd of January, they could have adjusted it or changed it. But people don't realize, and that's why I'm glad we're talking about it briefly, because it involves the Ukraine and everything else, is that they're wanting to set the spending between now and next September.
Yeah.
And Tom, this is not good.
No, it isn't. It's not going to, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how these new missiles sent over there will do anything. Are we going to surreptitiously put boots on the ground without the American people knowing it? We certainly go into various places. We went into Pakistan to get Bin Laden, without an okay from anybody. So.
A quasi reasonable person would ask the question. The Israelis are well trained and use the Patriot missile system really well.
Yeah.
So at the risk of a conflict with NATO, why aren't they maybe having the Israelis go in and set these up. Of course, you know, that would drive the world crazy, but at least it would create, but if one of these batteries get taken out by the Russian Iranian drones or the Russians, isn't that an attack on one? To me, that's war. So I don't know. I guess I look at it differently because, you know, I think you abide by the rules, but.
Well, I don't think they're looking for just some small thing to start a war. I think it's got to be pretty much a major deal. You know, small dirty nuclear bomb or something going off before NATO starts to pay attention. As I say, they're sending aid, not military aid, but they're sending humanitarian aid at least. Canada, as well, is, to your credit, is sending aid to the people as well.
Yeah, but I don't think the Nazi Putin and his oligarchs of Russia want to lose all of that. I think when you're a dictator, you have to find an enemy within or without. Putin's decided to go with the ROM play, which is, the enemy is Ukraine. In other cases in history, you know, like in China, the hidden enemy, of course, within is coronavirus. So they can shut down the country and shut people in because their economy's in the ditch. They're in a depression. No one wants to say it, but that's what's going on. And that'll only continue to get worse. So all of these things, again, you've got to look at in a global perspective to realize how it all is going to come together in not a very good way.
Yeah. Well, the sanctions against Russia aren't working all that well. The oligarchs are still making big bucks, so that's why they're not after Putin to rein in. The sanctions are more or less lip service. They're not really affecting the people at the top at all. And as long as you're not doing as long as you're not taking money out of these guys' pockets. Nothing's gonna happen.
And there's no infrastructure in Russia. You know, while Putin's been in charge, he's not built any industry. He's sort of expanded, you know, industry as it is. But you know, it's a resource based economy like Canada. The two principal or three are oil, gas, and diamonds of all things. Mm-hmm. But it's one of these economies in the world that it's like a corporation, you know, it's a one product wonder. Mm-hmm. And, three legs on a stool and you saw one off, ouch.
It's hard to keep your balance, isn't it?
It is, especially if you're 300 pounds. Oh, no, Putin's not. He's just a little guy at 250.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. 10 pounds less with his shirt off. So
that's right. Well, it's bulletproof, you know.
So. Oh, that's true. Hey, I got to remind you of some really important stuff before we go here. The award-winning Tom and Shane, we're on radio day after tomorrow and every Saturday, 8 to 11, even though it's Christmas Eve, we're working, man. We are working for the people. we are there. So thing just came in from the Daily Mail. Zelensky heavily criticized for his talk to Congress. But anyway, listen live. There's no sign up needed. You don't have to join anything. You don't have to be anything other than just a fly on the wall to listen to us. You can call us. You can text us. It is fun. And if you missed any of our previous shows, they're all on KMMSAM.com as well. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast. You'll be taken over to there. And also, we should remind you that, subscribe. We're trying to get to 500 subscribers. We should be at 5 million subscribers, but we're trying for 500 as a start. So, subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment. If you like this kind of banter with Shane and I, by all means, let us know. Or if there's topics you want us to talk about, let us know that as well. So,
all right. A final note. Sure. I want to make a comment about something. You noticed last night during the speech at the end, Nancy Pelosi handed him an American flag, and the press commented, you know, that flew over the Capitol. So, here's, for those of you who don't know, here's what the deal is. There's no flagpole at the top of the Capitol because there's a statue on it, but on both top of both houses, there's a flagpole. And they have military out there 24 hours a day, not 8 hours, like 24/7, all the time, raising and lowering flags from the top of the house of the House and the Senate side, and put in those wooden cases.
Yeah.
And they do this for the politicians, the Senate and the House members, to give away to constituents or to give away to foreign leaders. And so you have to think about that. I mean, you know, they let the flag fly for 5 minutes and then pull it down and, and replace it. And it has to be done properly because, you know, it's a flag.
Oh, sure.
So it's quite an amazing cost that no one has ever talked about or mentioned. And so you know, those that watched it, I thought would enjoy knowing what that is all about.
Are those flags made in China, do you think?
Gosh, I don't know, but just the cost. This is a tradition that goes back to World War II. You know, and the death of FDR. But anyway. So
listen, if there's a way to spend money, Shane, the government will find it.
Oh my goodness!
If there's a way to do it, you know, how much pork is in this omnibus bill? Come on, man.
It's not a continued resolution. That's what's
scary. No, that's what I'm saying. How much pork is in there? Everybody's going to bring home, bring home their bacon. And see, you should have elected me. You should have reelected me because now look at it. They'll go, you know, look what I brought you. But now it's too late now. So, all right.
There you go, buddy.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Don't forget, radio on Saturday, KMMSAM.com. You got to be there. So we'll see you on the next podcast next Tuesday, and we'll talk to you on the radio on Saturday.